We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine on public radio station WILL. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. If you've not yet made a financial commitment to AM 580, please do so today. Become a member of the Friends of WILL. We're aiming to add 300 new friends to the Friends of WILL, and we hope during this campaign to raise $200,000. This afternoon on the Afternoon Magazine, we also have a very special thank you gift for those of you who join us or renew your membership at $80 or more. We will send to you the delightful and lovely book, The Joy of Pickling, 250 flavor-packed recipes for vegetables and more from Garden or Market. The book is the work of our guest, who will join us in just a moment here on the Afternoon Magazine to talk about pickling, Linda Ziedrich. This is one of her books, The Joy of Pickling, and we would love to send it to you for a gift of $80 or more. Well, with me in the studio this afternoon, my pledge partner is WILL weather forecaster Mike Sola.
Good afternoon, Celeste. How are you today?
I am fine. And yourself?
I am doing very well. And I was thumbing through The Joy of Pickling, and I got a feeling we're going to have some driveway recipes today. Not driveway moments, but recipes where you're going to
hear. You got to pull over.
You're going to listen to Linda. You're going to be so intrigued that you'll stay in your driveway and get the rest of that recipe. And then you're going to go inside, make that call at 217-244-9455, pledge at the $80 level, and then wait, anticipating the arrival of the book, so you can do some of those recipes. Very interesting stuff, and odd. Well, I don't know if it's odd. Some of them were very simple, but looked very delicious.
Yeah, all manner of kinds of pickles that are found in this book. There are sweet ones, there are salty ones, there are spicy ones. We have chutneys, salsas, relishes, and ketchups.
And the gift code for that is CC427, and I believe that gift code stands for Chow Chow. Another one of the recipes that's
okay
in there.
I thought, where are you going with that? Anyway, what we would love to do is have you to call us this afternoon and make a pledge of support, and that number to call with a pledge of support at $80 or more to receive The Joy of Pickling as a thank you gift, 244-9455, 244-WILL, or online at willpledge.org, willpledge.org. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. And to everyone who has joined us, a big thank you. Thank you. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580, FM 90.9, HD2, and online at will.illinois.edu. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Pickles, chutneys, salsas, relishes, ketchups. You can read all about these condiments in Linda Ziedrich's book, The Joy of Pickling, 250 flavor-packed recipes for vegetables and more from Garden or Market. Linda Ziedrich is also the author of The Joy of Jams, Jellies, and Other Sweet Preserves. Her books on stretching the harvest and getting the most out of fresh produce have been praised by food writers, cooks, and chefs, including Charlie Trotter, Chris Kimball and Martin Yan. In July, Linda joined us on this program, and in that conversation, we focused on sweet preserves. Today, we'll focus our attention on pickling. Listeners, whether you're an old hand, a novice, join us with your questions and comments about pickling. Maybe you have a story or a recipe you'd like to share. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call in the Champaign-Urbana area if you'd like to join our conversation about pickling is 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. We also have a toll-free number. That number is 800-222-9455. 800-222-WILL. Linda Ziedrich is a freelance writer and editor. She lives with her family in Oregon, where she grows most of the fruits and vegetables she pickles, preserves, and otherwise prepares. She is a master gardener and a master food preserver. The Joy of Pickling and the Joy of Jams, Jellies, and Other Sweet Preserves are published by the Harvard Common Press. You'll find Linda online at www.lindaziedrich.com. She spells her name Ziedrich. And there you'll find a very interesting, very lovely blog that she writes as well. Again, the phone number is 333-9455, toll-free 800-222-9455. Linda, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm fine, Celeste. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Well, what's going on out there in Oregon? How is the garden season over for you folks?
In a sense, it's over. In a sense, it's not. We've had a couple of frosts. Our first frost was early, October 6th, I think, and then we had another one about a week later. But there are still a lot of fruits and vegetables out there that are still okay. I can still bring them in. And I have two rooms inside that are filled with boxes and baskets.
Wow.
Tomatoes and peppers and plums and Asian pears, and it goes on and on.
So you're busy.
I have a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you could take some time out from your work. I hope this is a nice break for you as well.
It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah. Well, we've got a listener who would like to talk with you listening in this afternoon from Paris, Illinois on line four. So let's go and take this call. Line four, hi.
Good afternoon. Got a question about making the 7 or 14 day pickles. My grandma used to make them and they were fabulous. And I've tried it a couple different times. Mine turned to slime. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I changed the water. Maybe I didn't change it quite the exact minute you were supposed to. I don't know, but they turn out lousy. And I'd really, it's like a secret art that I think is kind of dying, and I'd really love to learn how to do it so I could pass it on to my kids. So if you could give me some advice, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if these 7 or 14-day pickles are a sweet gherkin, which is made with a lot of sugar and vinegar, or if it's a fermented pickle. And it sounds like it might be a fermented pickle because it's hard to end up with slime if you're using a whole lot of vinegar and sugar. So maybe I should go over the process of
some basics.
Fermenting pickles.
Yeah.
In this case, you simply put cucumbers into a big jar or crock with usually garlic and fresh dill and sometimes hot peppers and usually some spices. And you pour over a brine, and you want it to have the right amount of salt in it so that you slow the fermentation a little bit, because if they ferment too fast, they won't keep as long. They won't get as sour. So in my book, I have a little chart of brine strength so you can figure out what's best for you. And if you want to can the cucumber pickles, then you want a pretty strong brine, 5%, around 5%. Otherwise, you may like it a little less strong because 5% brine results in pretty salty pickles, but not too salty for most people. If you use a crock, usually you put a plate on top and a weight on top of that. It might be a canning jar filled with water, or it might be a big clean crock. And in this case, you'll usually get yeast growing on top of the brine. You also want to put a cloth over to keep out bugs. But the yeast is okay. It may even add a little bit to the flavor, but you want to skim it off every day. The most important thing, though, is to keep the cucumbers well weighted down, because if they come to the surface, they can start to rot. And if one rots, they can all start to rot, and you may end up with a slimy mess. The liquid may actually get slimy, so it drips sort of like syrup, and then you know you don't want to save those pickles. So the key is to keep the cucumbers well under the top of the water. There are other ways of doing that. I like to use, if I'm making a fairly small quantity, I'll use a gallon glass jar or even a two-quart jar. And you can do this even with a quart jar. And then I use a Ziploc freezer weight plastic bag in the top, and I fill that with extra brine, and that keeps the cucumbers down below the level of the top of the water, and it prevents any yeast from forming. So I don't need to skim the top of the brine. It makes it really easy. I've also been using a better crock. I have a crock that's called a Gartopf, G-A-R. I think there's an umlaut over the A, T-O-P-F. It's made in Germany. I found that all my old-fashioned American crocks, even though they're not all that old, they all leak a little bit, and they make a mess on the floor. This one has better glazing, and so there's no leakage. Besides that, it has this... this little rim area that you can fill with water, and then the lid sits in that rim full of water. It's like a trough of water at the top. And that prevents, it allows air to escape, because during the fermentation, gases come up and they need to escape, but it prevents yeast and other organisms from getting into the crock. So again, normally you don't have to do any skimming. If the water level in your crock gets too low, you might. But in any case, you'll have less yeast formation. And I love that crock so much that I'm thinking of getting more of those, even though they're kind of expensive, and not using my old American crocks at all.
What does that German crock set you back?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
It was a Christmas present.
Ah.
It may have been like around $80.
Okay.
I think it's 10 liters. I'm not sure.
Okay. And any words of advice in terms of preparing your cucumbers for the brine?
Yeah. They should be used fresh. If you get them from a farm stand, they may be quite fresh. If you get them from the garden, they'll be fresh if you use them when they're fresh. From the supermarket, usually they're not fresh at all. If you can see that they're a little bit wrinkled and soft, that's really bad. There's no point in going to all the trouble of pickling if you don't have fresh cucumbers. So use them while they're fresh. You could refrigerate them for a day. If they're bigger, they 2 days or 3 days may be okay, but try to use them before that. And when I pick my cucumbers in the garden, I try to do it when the weather is dry and when I haven't used overhead irrigation lately, which I don't like to use with cucumbers at all. But so they're dry when I pick them. They're not muddy. They don't need a lot of cleaning, because you don't want to do a lot of scrubbing. The bacteria that cause the fermentation are on the cucumbers, and you want it to stay there. So you don't want to scrub a lot, but you can wash all the cucumbers. And while I'm in the garden, if there's a a blossom at the end of the cucumber, and the smaller, younger the cucumber, the more likely that you'll see an actual blossom there. I scrape it off right in the garden because the blossoms and the blossom ends contain enzymes which can soften cucumbers. Mm. So then when I'm ready to make the pickles, I scrape off the little blossom end that remains. Some people will actually use a knife if it's a bigger, a firmer, harder skinned cucumber. You probably need to use a knife, and you cut off about 1/16 of the end of the cucumber, and that helps keep the cucumbers firm.
We're talking this afternoon about pickling with Linda Ziedrick, author of The Joy of Pickling, 250 flavor-packed recipes for vegetables and more from garden or market. The book contains information, basic information about pickling. It also includes 250 recipes that include recipes for pickles, chutneys, salsas, relishes, and ketchups. Listeners, you can join us this afternoon if you've got a question or a comment, a story to tell about pickling. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area, toll-free 800-222-9455. Let's take another call. This is a listener in St. Joseph on line one. Hi.
Hi. I appreciate being able to talk to you. I have your book, and I also have the crock that from Germany that you were talking about, and I was very interested in fermenting pickles. I have that crock, and it does wonders with sauerkraut. I have just been so happy with that, and you do nothing but put it in, cover it up, put the stones on, cover it up, fill the top with water, and you don't have to do any of that skimming and all of that stuff that you talk about. And the 10-liter that I have, you were asking about the price, Celeste, it was $144. Mm. So it wasn't cheap, but very easy to work with and very nice. I'm thinking about getting a smaller one to do smaller things. However, when I went immediately to your fermentation of pickles, and I did everything that you talked about, and I've made pickles before the other way and used pickle crisp, and the pickles were always crisp. When I did the pickles the way you described, I did everything that you described, and I put them in this German crock, and they were soft and practically tasteless. And I don't know what I did wrong.
Oh, I don't know either. It sounds like fermentation didn't happen. They didn't get sour. Is that right?
Well, they fermented, but they were just soft. And there may have been some issues that they were old or something, but they came from a friend of mine's garden. He brought them over and gave them to me when he found out that I wanted to try this after I got your book.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any left in mine, and he brought some over. So I don't know whether he had picked them that day or that week.
Do you know how
really
long
know
the fermentation
about.
Lasted? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. I did it for 3 weeks.
Okay, well.
It may have been a little longer than that, actually. And I was very careful about the 5% or 6, whatever it called for. I don't remember. I don't have it right in front of me now. But
yeah,
you might want to try a
lower proportion of salt and a faster fermentation. Because it could be that if people are used to using, I don't know what pickle crisp is, but I'm guessing that it's lime. So if people are used to using lime or alum with their pickles, as a lot of Southerners are, they may like a brittle texture, and the normal texture of a fermented pickle may be unsatisfying. So it may be just that preference thing that you don't like the natural softness that you get. But I would advise using a somewhat faster fermentation. That is, you'd be making something that may be called half sours, and also using leaves in the crock.
Grape leaves?
Yeah, grape leaves.
I did use grape leaves.
Uh-huh. Grape leaves have tannin in them, which helps firm pickles. Some people use oak leaves. Some people use sour cherry leaves. So if you did all that, I don't know. But can you tell me what pickle crisp is?
Well, it's I know it's not alum because I don't like the aluminum idea of the aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
It goes with alum. I guess it's a product, a byproduct of aluminum somehow. I'm not sure about that, but I read that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like using the alum. But Pickle Crisp came in the store. I just found it there, and I was just trying it out to see how it would work. And when I used it in other pickles that I've made, and I incidentally do can the pickles.
Mm-hmm.
And I even waited about, a month after I canned them, thereabouts. I don't know exactly times here. Before I opened them, because I just wanted them to stay in the can a little while. Sometimes things mix up better. And I did put garlic in.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the pickles were hollow.
Uh-huh. That's because of the growing. That doesn't happen during the fermentation, I don't think. It happens during the growing because of the watering and so on.
Now, would that indicate an old pickle or just because it grew very fast?
I'm not sure if it's because it grew very fast or what, but it's not a problem. It doesn't mean that it's old. It's just an aesthetic thing. But did you taste your pickles before you put them in jars?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't remember, truthfully.
Yeah. Next time, taste them right out of the crock. And keep some in the refrigerator so that you're eating them unpasteurized. A softening of pickles usually happens during the processing. So most people use a boiling water bath. And what that does is it makes the cucumbers too hot, and they will soften from that. So there's an alternative to a boiling water bath. A boiling water bath is usually 10 minutes. The jars are completely immersed in the water, and it boils for 10 minutes. Instead, you can use the low-temperature pasteurization method. And by this method, you heat the water only to 180 to 185 degrees, and you keep it at that temperature with the jars immersed for half an hour, 30 minutes, and that should result in cucumbers that are not soft.
Well, I don't think I've overcooked. I'll try it again.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if I had done something obviously wrong, and I didn't think I had. I was so disappointed because mm-hmm. I was looking for the kraut has turned out so wonderful. I mean, I've never had sauerkraut like this.
Now, did you use a Linda Ziedrich recipe for your kraut?
All I did was, there's not much of a recipe. You just put, in this 10-liter, you put in half a cup of salt. Or no, one cup of salt, or a little less than one cup of salt with a full crock of cracked cabbage. And make sure the cabbage is relatively fresh. That's it. And you leave it in there for 6 weeks, and you take it out of there, and it's absolutely wonderful. And then I can that, too. I can that so I can preserve it. Put it in the cabinets. I make a number of quarts at a time. So I had very good luck with that. So I was very disappointed with the pickles. But I had tried Pickle Crisp on other pickles that I'd made and had great success. And I'm sorry I can't tell you what it is chemically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got it at the store with the canning goods. As a matter of fact, at Farm and Fleet is where I bought it.
Yeah. I don't think it's sold in my area, but my guess is that it's lime. Is it white?
Well, I have lime, too, for pickling, pickles, but making lime pickles, which is a little different situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I didn't think to get that.
Okay, well, I will look into pickles.
I'm not in a place where I can get it now.
Yeah.
I'm in the car.
Oh, I see.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
I do enjoy your book. I've because I just love pickles and all of that, and the book is worthwhile, quite worthwhile.
Yeah, well, do try half sours and try tasting your pickled cucumbers before you pasteurize them, and then try the low-temperature method and see if that helps.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're very welcome for the call this afternoon. Thanks for the call. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Linda Ziedrich is our guest this afternoon here on the program. She's the author of The Joy of Pickling, 250 flavor-packed recipes for vegetables and more from garden or market. 333-9455 is the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Toll-free 800-222-9455 is our toll-free number. We've got another listener ready to talk with us. This one is in Stewardson on line two. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Pickling crisp is calcium chloride.
Oh, thank you.
But I have a question.
Okay.
I just pledged because I love your book, and in my and it's my Bible, I'm pickling Bible, but in my enthusiasm, I lent it to somebody, and nobody's coming forth. I've got a mountain of peppers, and I had to make up the red pepper relish recipe, but I have to have the book for the pickled pepper strips. Well, I mean, I just pledged, but the peppers will be off. Can you give us that recipe?
Yeah, I don't know. Linda, can you look it up?
Yeah, I'll look
quickly.
It up.
Okay.
I just noticed it myself.
And I want to thank the listener for her pledge of support to WILL.
I should have just gone out and bought the book, but I thought I should pledge because I love your. I only listen to AM 580 most of the time, and so I can't live without it, so I should decide I'd pledge instead.
Well, thank you very much for your support. And weather forecaster Mike Zola is with me here in the studio, and as Linda Ziedrich searches for the recipe for our listener, maybe we could take this opportunity to invite others to give us a call and make a pledge of $80 or more.
And we have already received word from 59 on the day, 59 people contributing $6,162. That makes the running total up to 310 supporters of WILL. And a special thank you to Walter and Janine Morris. So, again, thank you very much. And I think we have one of those driveway moments right here with the recipe that Linda is looking up. And hopefully we'll get it out here. And
in public radio, we hear so often about people who have pulled over or are in the driveway and they're just sitting in the car waiting for the end of the interview or the story or the recipe
or
whatever is happening. So, yeah, that's a driveway moment. We're having some driveway moments this afternoon here on the Afternoon Magazine about pickling. Our guest, Linda Ziedrich, she's the author of The Joy of Pickling, 250 flavor-packed recipes for vegetables and more from garden or market. It is a great pleasure that we here at WILL will send this out to our listeners who join us with a pledge of $80 or more today during the Afternoon Magazine. The number to call with a pledge of support, 244-9455, 244-WILL. You can also join us online at willpledge.org. Okay, now let's go back to our listener in Stewardson and our guest, Linda Ziedrich.
Okay, here's the recipe for pickled sweet green pepper strips. This recipe makes 4 pints, and you're going to can them. Into each of the 4-pint jars goes a slice of fresh ginger, a small garlic clove, and a half teaspoon of pickling salt. Pickling salt, by the way, is pure fine salt. It doesn't have the additives that table salt has, which can discolor your pickling liquid. Okay, then you take 2 pounds of sweet peppers. They can be bell or pimiento or pimento or some other kind. You cut them into 1/2-inch lengthwise strips. And then you pack the pepper strips into the jars. In a saucepan, you combine 2 cups vinegar. In this recipe, I call for white wine vinegar. It tends to be expensive if you can only find it in small jars, so you could instead use cider vinegar which colors the liquid a little bit but is also very good. Or you can use distilled white vinegar, which has a more harsh flavor, but it's nice and clear. Combine the vinegar with 2 cups of water and 1 1/4 cups of sugar. Bring the contents to a boil. Stir a bit to dissolve the sugar. Then reduce the heat, cover the pan, simmer the liquid for 5 minutes. Then pour it over the pepper strips. Leave 1/2-inch head space. That's the space at the top of the jar. Close the jars with the 2-piece caps, the lid and the ring, and then process them in a boiling water bath for 10 minutes. That's it.
Okay. Short and sweet.
Nice to add to salads, or you might serve them as an accompaniment for hummus, baba ganoush, or some other sort of dip.
Okay. And if the listener needs to have that recipe again, if she can call us later this afternoon, we'll get it for her. We'll read it out of the book and make sure she can get her peppers pickled. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Linda Ziedrich is our guest this afternoon here on the program. Listeners, if you've got a question, a comment about pickles, pickling, 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area, anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. What kinds of pickles and relishes, Linda, do you like making? In particular, do you like serving through the winter months? In particular, perhaps on the table on an occasion like Thanksgiving?
Well, we always do a lot of dilly beans at our house, and that's a simple recipe, much like the one we just went through. You pack the beans into pint jars and pour over vinegar and water mixture. Usually there's garlic and dill and hot pepper in the jar. And those are a great thing to have as an appetizer if people are getting hungry and they're getting closer and closer and reaching into the pot. You open a jar or two of those, and it keeps them satisfied for a little while. I love dilly beans, especially because children seem to all love them. So my kids are grown now, but they used to bring home friends who wouldn't eat vegetables at all, and that was the one vegetable that I could feed them that they would eat. And so it always made me feel good that I could get vegetables into somebody else's kid. What else? I always do a lot of peppers. And I'm really happy that I've had a great pepper harvest this year. So I'm able to roast a whole lot of pimiento peppers or pimento peppers. Those are the ones that are like bell peppers, but they have thick flesh and they have a thick skin that comes off easily when you roast it under the broiler or on top of a gas stove or on the barbecue. So I like to roast those and pack them in pint jars and with garlic, and I pour over a little vinegar and salted vinegar, and that's it. They are the most wonderful thing for me to eat in winter. I can take out a few of those and just slice them up and maybe put a little anchovy on top and a little olive oil, and that's an instant salad.
Wow, that I can just see how that just tastes like sunshine.
Yeah, and if I have long, skinny, but not too long peppers, I can pack those in vinegar, and they make, like a pepperoncini. They make a nice appetizer. Or little round peppers, and these can be hot or not. We can't eat that many hot peppers in my household, but they're great to give to chili head friends. They're really hot, and the hotter the better.
Yeah. You have a chapter in the book devoted to pickles that are preserved without heat, freezer pickles. What's the basic technique there?
That's a very interesting technique, and I really don't know where it came from. I discovered it in a book many years ago, and then I just developed some variations on the basic recipe. But cucumbers and other vegetables, if they're packed with just vinegar and sugar. These are always sweet pickles. They keep their crisp texture and you maintain the bright, fresh flavor. So people who love fermented pickles might think that freezer pickles aren't real pickles, but because they don't have that complex fermented flavor. But other people love freezer pickles because they taste fresh, and what a nice thing to have in the middle of winter, a mm-hmm. pickle that really tastes fresh. Of course, you have to like a sweet pickle.
Yeah. It's also something that goes together quickly and you can make small amounts of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going back to the idea of Thanksgiving, a few years ago, my husband and I stumbled upon a recipe for blueberry chutney, which we love to have at Thanksgiving. It's a little different from cranberry sauce, and although sometimes I like having both. But there are a couple of blueberry recipes in the book, spiced blueberries and blueberries pickled in molasses, and I think I'm going to give one of these a try come Thanksgiving. And here's the question I have for you in terms of these recipes involving fruit. And another recipe I'm dying to try is your mother-in-law's peach chutney. Here's the question. Can you use the frozen fruit you find in the freezer at the grocery store that's not in a sweetened syrup?
Yes, you could.
Okay.
Depending on the recipe, that might have not such a good effect on the texture.
Okay.
So I would be careful about that. I don't think I'd try it with the blueberries and molasses, which is an old and very strange recipe. It's worth trying once just to try it, but it's very unusual.
Okay.
I think you could probably do it with spiced blueberries, but you know, if I was going to use blueberries out of my freezer, I think I would use them for a chutney like you mentioned, blueberry
yeah.
chutney.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Jam, of course.
Yeah.
Or jelly.
So with the blueberries pickled in molasses, I'll have to wait till next summer, I think.
Well, so. It wouldn't hurt to try it.
Yeah, okay. And another fascinating portion of the book is you have some ketchup recipes. This is an interesting factoid. Until about 1850, ketchup in the U.S. most likely meant mushroom, walnut, or oyster. And that's kind of interesting. What were those ketchups like?
They tended to be thinner,
mm-hmm.
More like some sauces from Southeast Asia, kind of like the fish sauce from Southeast Asia. And I've made walnut ketchup. I think I have it in this book, don't I?
You do, yeah.
It's quite thin. It can be very nice to add to a marinade, a meat marinade.
Oh.
Kind of like you could use it kind of like steak sauce, but it's not. I think of sauce as thick, and it's not at all thick. The fruit ketchups were always thick, of course. Something like our tomato ketchup today, but tomato ketchup is the only ketchup that became a popular industrial product, and it has become just one basic recipe. I mean, all commercial ketchup, tomato ketchup tastes, well, all commercial ketchup is tomato, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it all tastes more or less alike. I like to do other things with tomatoes and peppers. So I think I have one recipe in the book for a tomato pepper sauce, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's called a ketchup, but it's basically a ketchup. But it has garlic in it, and it has vinegar, and it has salt, and I think it has nothing else. So for me, I don't like the extreme sweetness of commercial tomato ketchup, so I don't want to use all that sugar. Tomatoes are sweet enough to me.
Yeah.
And I don't always want those spices, you know. So a simpler seasoning can be very nice.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it right at the moment.
On that recipe?
Yeah. Is it hot orange ketchup?
That's one.
It's an unsweetened ketchup, and it's got tomato puree, peppers, onions, garlics, lemon, vinegar, pickling salt, mustard seeds, coriander seeds, cloves,
the one I was
cinnamon.
Thinking of is tomato pepper sauce, and you could call that ketchup also, although I didn't.
Yeah. Cranberry ketchup, that sounds like that would be good. That would be good as well. Good on a sandwich. Good on a sandwich. Any advice for looking at the recipes and maybe increasing them or decreasing the amount that they make, cutting them in half or doubling them? Should we do that or not?
I think in almost all cases you can do that with impunity. That's not true with jams at all. With jam, when you're trying to get a gel, you don't want to increase the recipe. You just make multiple batches, which is almost as easy. But with pickles, that's fine. And often when I'm developing recipes, I work with small quantities, and then I multiply them. So, yeah, there's no problem with doing that in most cases.
Very good. Boy, we've used up the time. It's just gone so quickly. Linda, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and talking with our listeners.
You're welcome, Celeste. It was my pleasure.
Linda Ziedrich has been our guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. She's a master gardener and a master food preserver. She is the author of The Joy of Pickling, 250 flavor-packed recipes for vegetables and more from garden or market. She's also the author of The Joy of Jams, Jellies, and Other Sweet Preserves. Both of those books are published by the Harvard Common Press. Look for Linda online at www.lindaziedrich.com, Ziedrich. com. This is the Afternoon Magazine. My name is Celeste Quinn. WILL forecaster Mike Sola is with me this afternoon here on the second full day of our fall membership campaign. And we're looking for friends who are returning to us, renewing their membership. And we're also looking for new friends. And this afternoon, as a thank you gift for a contribution of $80 or more, we are offering The Joy of Pickling.
And Celeste, The Joy of Pickling, as you said, 250 flavor-packed recipes. Just another way you can expand your vegetable and fruit palate. And isn't that what...
Dilly beans.
Yeah. I've never heard of dilly beans. I'm going to have to check out that recipe. I like to, make sure that my kids are getting as many vegetables as possible. And isn't that what WILL is all about, expanding your palate, not only when it comes to pickling or the jams, jellies, and sweet preserves of Linda's other offering, but just life in general. You hear the stories that open up new horizons to you on a daily basis, and again, that's what we're all about. And the way we can continue to offer you that expanding horizon is with your support at 217-244-9455. The Joy of Pickling can be yours with an $80 gift. There are other pledge amounts and other gift levels that that you can investigate. But make that call and get on board with us as far as helping to increase that total. So far, last update, we had $56,000, $56,296 from 310 callers. And so far on the day, 59 callers. So making some progress. Our overall goal for the pledge drive, which ends on Tuesday, is $200,000. So we've made a dent, and we need to make a bigger dent. And as Linda just mentioned, when it comes to jams, you have to do it in small batches, and that's what we're trying to do. We're going to try and reach that $200,000 goal in small batches.
Okay, the process is simple and direct. We're looking for members, listeners like you, who provide essential support for WILL by making a contribution. It's due to the generosity of our listeners that the programs you rely on, that you enjoy, for news, information, and entertainment, and things like how-to programs, like how to make pickles, are on this public radio station, WILL. So please support WILL with a pledge of financial support. The number to call, 244-9455, 244-WILL, area code 217, 244-9455. 9455. That's the number to call with a pledge of support. And if you call right now, there's someone available right now to take your call. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can also join us online at willpledge.org, willpledge.org. And for that gift of $80 this afternoon, we'll be happy to send you as a thank you gift the Joy of Pickling, 250 flavor-packed recipes for vegetables and more from garden or market. And with that $80 pledge, you also get two member cards. That's a great deal.
And one of the benefits of the member card is not only the two-for-one restaurant deals, but there are also coupons where you can go to the grocery store and possibly get some of those items that you will need for your pickling
project.
That's right. And anyway, you can save money, get money back. Everybody's looking for that these days. And that member card will pay back your contribution and then some.
Yeah, okay. And for our folks who are listening who are waiting for settlement prices and the closing market report, this deal is good throughout the afternoon. So if you're interested in the Joy of Pickling, that's part of the deal that we'll offer you throughout the afternoon this afternoon. And speaking of agricultural programming and settlement prices, Todd Gleason is standing by. He has all those numbers, and you're going to just take it away again today?
You betcha. That's okay. Exactly the plan. We're going to take it right to the one after the hour, hit the NPR News, come back with closing market report. But we do want to make sure that those folks who are listening in terms of getting the programming for agriculture, start dialing this number now, because we've got a big set of folks coming up during the closing market report, including Mike Zuzulow and Emerson Nafziger. And you'll want to make sure you listen to that. So get in now and pledge your financial support to this radio station, Illinois Public Media Agricultural Programming. The number to call is 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. You can get the Joy of Pickling. I think she said at $80. Is that right? I think that was the right number. But you know what? Dave and I like the $100 level. Dave Dickey is here. He's the director of Illinois Public Media's Agricultural Programming. And we've got other challenges to settle out before we get done with this program today too, don't we?
Yes, we do, and I'm sure for all things pickled, $100 bill will get you that taken care of at 217-244-9455. Challenge underway in the agricultural realm. AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Farm Credit Service, and Global Commodity Analytics put $1,000 on the line. We have the best abacus people in the world tallying up the numbers. The beads have been moved. And right now we are 35 calls away from that $1,000 bill, Todd. So 35 calls. I suspect we can make a serious dent on that this afternoon at 217-244-9455. Be the next person to say yes to the Agribusiness Challenge.
All right, thanks much. We'll make sure you keep dialing that number all the way through the next half hour, 40 minutes or so. 217-244-9455. We'll check in with Dave periodically to see how we're doing. Speaking of checking in, here the way the numbers settled in Chicago. From the wheat pit, a 6.25 cent loss today. The high price at $5.11 and a quarter. The low at $4.95 and a half. A settlement price at $4.98 and three quarters. Down 6.25. The March 5:30, the high, the low at 14.5. A settlement price at 5.17 and three quarters. Down 6 cents. And the May futures, 5:40, the high, the low at 27. Settlement price at $5.30, down 6.5. Did you say 35 calls left? Is that what you said?
I think that's what I...
You said 35 calls left.
Yeah.
When we left yesterday, we had about 32 calls in, so the numbers must be really rolling, aren't they?
They're really rolling, and many thanks to all the people that have contributed thus far. A number of people I'd like to thank right now, including Paul Bailey and Gene Swee. I'd like to thank Joseph Lucas. Would like to big a big tip of the hat to Barbara Nolan and David Nolan. Big tip of the hat to Annette Karsh, Melanie Ostermeyer, and Sarah Hill. Just a few of the people that have contributed today to 217-244-9455 in support of agriculture. We like the $100 level, but if you can do a little bit more at $175, you can get that Hightower analysis report. I think it's indispensable for trying to figure out what to do with your marketings. It gives you great fundamental analysis as well as a lot of seasonal technical charts, just outstanding for those who want to get a little bit of a leg up on their marketings. 217-244-9455. But remember, the main reason you do it is to support WILL, Illinois Public Media Agriculture. Everything that you do, we plow right back into the service in order to give you the very best information that we can. 217-244-9455. Help us meet that challenge. Maybe pick up a Hightower book along the way. Maybe even get pickled at that $80 level.
That's right. About 50% of the money that we use comes from you. 217-244-9455. Make sure you dial in now. I don't recall whether I got to the July soft red, so that's the harvest month. It's an important one. So 552 was the high, the low at 38 and a quarter. Settlement price there at 540 and a quarter, down 7 and a quarter. Kansas City down 7 and a half at 510 and a half. For the hard red in Chicago, December corn futures today a penny lower, 377 and three quarters. The high, the low at 68 and three quarters. Settlement price at $3.72, down 1. March at 389 and a half high, low at 381, settled 383 and three quarters, down a penny and a quarter. And the May futures 397 and a quarter, the high, the low at 89 and three quarters, settlement price at $3.92 and a half, down 1 cent. And July contract 405 and a half, the high, the low at $3.97, settled $4.50, down three quarters. Next year's December, penny lower, 417 and a half, the high, the low at 410, settled 412 and a half, down 1. December oats at 251 and a half, or a penny and a half higher. Soy complex, November beans, a 996 and a half top, bottom at 74, settlement price at 77 and a half, down 5 and a half. January, $10 and a half, the high, the low at 979 and a half, a settlement price at 982, down 5 and three quarters. In the March, 1001 and three quarters, the high, the low at 82 and a half. Settlement price at 9.85 and a quarter, down 5 cents. May contract at $9.97 and three quarter. Top bottom at 79 and a quarter. Settlement price there at $9.82 and a quarter, down 4.5 cents. In July futures, 9.96 and three quarters. The high, the low at 79 and a half. Settlement price at 9.82 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. Next year's November soybeans 2010 contract at $9.74. Settlement price down 4.5 cents. December bean meal futures settled at $2.94.70, down a buck 50. December bean oil at $36.94, finished 16 cents lower. You're listening to the Closing Market Report, Afternoon Magazine, Illinois Public Media. It's on WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 in Urbana.
Support for WILL comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks by developing dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information is at stuart-peterson.com.
Here's the way the numbers settled out in Chicago at the Mercantile Exchange for the livestock this afternoon. October live cattle in an $84.10 top, bottom at $83.30. Settlement price at $84.10, up 30 cents. December futures $85.90, the high, the low at $85.